From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
We are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Ring Podcast with Ranger Pro. Of course, talking New York Rangers hockey, a little bit of NHL around the way. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps, as well as stream all episodes and then download them from BleedBlueShow.com. Take them on the go. Listen to all the stakeholders, get their opinions and immediate reaction as far as the way we talk sports on our teams, man. I know the last three games, we got the Senators, we had the Canadiens, the Winnipeg Jets, the Old Canada episode. The Rangers got a long layoff all the way up until Saturday until they go down to South Florida to play the Panthers. So the last three games has been, you know, pretty brutal. You wanted to get at least a win out of those, you know, two wins out of the three versus Ottawa or versus Montreal or especially versus Winnipeg, especially the way it played out. I was really, really disappointed in the Winnipeg game on Sunday, having that 3-0 lead and really giving up pretty much two goals in a matter of minutes to start the third period. I knew the Rangers were in trouble versus that team. You can't play lackluster defense versus the Winnipeg Jets. That if there was ever a game I was really, really disappointed, it was really the Winnipeg Jet game, hands down. Now, you can make a case for all three games. The Ottawa game, they were never really in it. Offense was – or lack thereof, was non-existent. The Senators had their those first two goals in the first period, and it just seemed like the Rangers were just skating. They just couldn't get anything done in the game versus the Senators in Ottawa. And then the other game where they seemed a little bit more alive after the Ottawa game, the Montreal game, they were playing with a two-goal deficit, and they came back. They got a goal from, I believe, VC and Ryan Strowman that game. But Montreal was able to put it away, and Rangers really didn't have any fight in the third period. Then you went into the Winnipeg game up 3-0 after two periods, giving up back-to-back goals, and then was able to get through the overtime. And then when it came to the shootout, the Rangers didn't get the job done. They weren't able to I think only one person got a goal in the shootout. I think that was Mika Zibanejad. Everybody else could not score in the shootout, so able to get 1 point out of it as a consolation prize. But these are the growing pains that we were going to have with this team. That's kind of the way I see it. I think that's how reasonable Ranger fans were going to see it. I think this is one of those stretches that it's not the end of the world. Offensively, we're being offensively challenged, but I think more so, in my opinion, that the defense that you have to bring game in, game out, they didn't have that last week, and that's mightily why they gave up the quick goals early on, especially in the Ottawa and the Montreal game. That's kind of the way I see it. Offensively, they could definitely score more goals. I mean, that's definitely something they need to put shots on goal. They have not been able to do that. And they have pretty much the rest of the week to do that. They get, you know, practices and get ready to go down to South Florida. And speaking of South Florida, I was actually watching the Boston Bruin Panther game right before this episode, right before the start of this episode, the Panthers. And I wasn't really self-scouting the Panthers like that. I was just having to flip through the channels, and I seen that Boston and Florida were on. And man, did Florida ever put it on Boston tonight, man? It was a 5-0 game. The power play was on point. Huberto had an excellent game for the Panthers, and Mike Hoffman was tremendous. So that's the team we got to see this Saturday. It didn't really hit my mind that I was like, oh wait, we got to play the Panthers on Saturday, and they put it on Boston, man. They shut that high powered offense out, shut out nothing, 5-0 tonight. So. This is a very parallel league. This league is interesting in the sense of you could be good 1 week or good 2 weeks. You go on a losing streak. You go from in the playoff hunt, pretty much maybe on the outside looking in. teams are good in this 2018-19 season in NHL, especially in the Eastern Conference. Every team is competitive. Even in the Boston and Toronto game tonight, back and forth. Buffalo went up 3-2, and Toronto came back and tied the game right before the end of the third period. Every night you got to bring it, and I think that's part of the reason. I think the head coach Dave Quinn looks at it, and Ottawa wasn't going to be no snooze fest, and especially the Montreal Canadiens. And then what happened against Winnipeg? So it is what it is. All right, let's bring on Ranger Proud. Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, Ranger.Proud on Instagram. Elite Sports New York writer and editor. What up, RP? Talk to us, man. I'd love to hear your opinion and let everybody know in Rangerstown your thoughts on the games last week, Ottawa, Montreal, Sunday versus the Jets. Let's talk, man. How's everything, bro?
Everything's good. Wow, that sounds a really fancy writer, editor. Wow, I'm fucking crazy now.
I was about to say CEO, but I didn't want to go
too
far. Oh,
yeah, right. Yeah, let's not.
Okay, man.
Now, you know something? Those three games suck to lose, but you want to know something? That's, you know, it's rebuilding. You know, bad streak to start the year, 3-7-1, then you go 9-1-1, and now we haven't lost three in a row and five out of the last six, I think it is. And this is it's no surprise. It's what's expected. A lot of up and downs. You know, Lundqvist has really saved the team and got the team a lot of wins that some games they should have lost, and he found a way to win. And these are the growing pains. You know, if you notice, a lot of the kids are quieted down. You know, you hear Brett Howden's name as much. Leah Sanderson hasn't been doing a lot. He'll calm down. Gorgiev is struggling a little bit in goal. And this is expected. You know, that run gave a lot of people some false hope. But like we said, the season's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So everyone's got to take a deep breath. And, you know, Quinn knows what he's doing. The team seems to respond to him well. But these are the breaks.
So who are these New York Rangers? Do you think it's the Rangers team that started off the season the way they did, like you said, or you thought they have more of what the winning streak? They were in a playoff hunt. Oh, I say playoff hunt, but they, you know, they played well. They got back into the playoff picture. I mean, the three games now. Who are the Rangers? Are they what we've seen in this past week, or more of what we saw during the win streak? Like, who do you think the real Rangers are?
You know something, that's hard to tell. I don't want to say that they're a streaky team. First off, you got to understand, on any team, injury is always going to be an issue, and it's something that you don't want to use it as an excuse. But the Rangers have five starters out of the lineup for the last four games. Five rookies in the lineup, six when Gorgiev plays in goal. It's a tough thing for any team to overcome, never mind real young players like the Rangers are putting out there every day. And, you know, that Montreal game was the epitome of the problem. You look at that lineup and who was out, and that's tough going to Montreal playing that. It's tough when the Rangers had a regular lineup to go in and play Montreal in Montreal. So I don't know if there's a real team or not. I like to see that they compete for the most part every game. You don't see them getting out-hustled. You don't see them getting out-worked often. They get out-scored a lot of times. So it's hard to say what team they are. I just know they're a feisty team. I know Quinn has them skating hard every game. And when they don't, like in that game against Montreal, when Brady Shea really had a poor game, well, the next game he wasn't in the lineup. And that's not punishment. That's how Quinn has been doing it with every player this season. If they, you know, if they've struggled at all, he seems to be the kind of coach that if you struggle, I want you to sit out and watch the game a little bit. Try to get that urge, that drive back in your game, not to go back out there and keep making the same mistakes. So I don't really have an answer for you of what kind of team they are. Right now they're just not a winning team, but I'm not surprised by that. Their energy, their drive is there. And look, let's face it, they're only 3 points out of the eighth-place spot. Plenty of hockey to go. So if Quinn can keep this team from going to, like, quicksand and a panic mode, I think they'll be all right.
You mentioned Brady Shea in the Montreal game. You talking about the point where he had to delay a game in that third period? What part, as far as Brady Shea's game?
I just think
got
he just had it could have been any of it. He just didn't have a good game.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
when you have seven defensemen, because McQuaid is hurt right now, when you have seven defensemen that at any time could go into that lineup, you always got to be looking over your shoulder a little bit. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good problem to have, for now anyway. So he has to sit someone anyway, so it doesn't take much to find a reason to pull someone out. If I'm right, there was only one time all season when a defenseman sat just because the coach had nowhere to put him. It was one of the last five games when Brendan Smith had to sit, and the coach said, it's not fair, but someone had to sit, and this was it. Any other time, there was a reason behind his madness. So it's a problem. That's not a problem. It's a situation that's going to be there until the Rangers decide, do they want to trade a defenseman, move a defenseman. It's a little unusual, but it's sort of working for him right now. So I think he's going to keep doing it.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of ironic that teams are who've been struggling and they come and play the Rangers and they find a way to end their losing streak. I think Montreal going into the game last Saturday was on a 5-game losing streak. And before that, I believe the week before that, Philadelphia, same thing. Fire their upper management. And they get the home games versus the Rangers and they get off the Schneider with big wins too. Philadelphia with a nice comfortable win, and in Montreal they were up 4-0, I believe. They had the two in the first. I think Weber had two goals, and then Lekkonen had a couple of goals. I thought the Rangers did a nice job at least trying to climb back into the game, because I know VC and Zibanejad was excellent in that game. I know they cut the lead in half, and I remember the reason why I brought up the Brady Shea delay game, because it sealed the deal when Montreal went on that power play and they converted. And I think that was pretty much the end of that game. So I thought the Rangers at least competed a little bit in that second period after they were down 4-0. I mean, they could have really mailed it in, but they kept on skating, man, especially Zibanejad and BC's lines. Man, what's your thoughts as far as a little bit of a fight? And then we'll get to the Winnipeg game, because I think that game bothered me the most. But what's your thoughts on that Montreal game between VC, Zibanejad, just being down, but even just coming back a little bit? I mean, they didn't quit, you know?
No, well, that's David Quinn's. That's what he's been preaching all the time, the hard work and efficiency and never stop playing no matter the score, and they showed it in that game. That's what I'm talking about when, even though they may not be winning a lot of hockey games, they're still playing competitive hockey. They're never really out of a game, for the most part. Now, the Winnipeg game, which the Winnipeg is what this entire season is about.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have even been in that game. They shouldn't have even been in that game. Meanwhile, they were up 3-0 going into the third with only like 15 shots on goal. And then
efficiency.
One goal after another. But Henrik Lundqvist said it best in the post-game interview. I think the New York Post reporter asked him, did the momentum change after Winnipeg scored their first goal in the third period? And Lundqvist said, were you even watching a hockey game? He goes, they dominated us the entire game. He goes, so no, that goal didn't change the momentum. It just gave them more. They were outplayed from beginning to end in that game. That was the game we were talking about when Hank stood on his head and he just couldn't find the 2 points for the team. They still got 1 point out of it. But those are the growing pains. That game is exactly what I'm talking about. They're going to have a lot of games like that. There's a lot of good teams in the NHL. So it was very disappointing that they lost. You know, you figure you get into the third or 3-goal lead, you have to win that game. You really do. But they lost to a hell of a hockey club in Winnipeg. They're just playing great hockey right now. And, you know, this stupid week off that we were talking about last week turned out to be a blessing in disguise. It really did. The team could get back to working on what they've had troubles with, their injuries. They might get better. Buchanov may not be able to play on Saturday. Zuccarello skated today. Nemtsov skated today. I think everybody skated, including McQuaid, but he's the furthest one from returning. So the week off might help them out injury-wise and finding their game again. But you can't let the Winnipeg game just be like, oh, we're done, it's over. When you're rebuilding, those are the games that are going to eat you the most, but I also think they're going to learn from it the most down the road. They've been pretty good with holding, winning tight games. I don't want to say holding leads, They tend to struggle holding leads, but they've been finding ways to win hockey games. The Winnipeg game, they still got a point. And any other night, you'd be happy with that. But blowing a 3-0 lead, it wasn't a point gain. It was a point lost.
Yeah, I thought in the Winnipeg game, defensively, at the start of the third period, they really got lackadaisical. And they you're right. Lundqvist is right in the sense of they did dominate. Winnipeg had all the shots on goal, all the pressures. Rangers were real efficient. I remember your boy Mark Stahl got a goal, and Kreider had gotten a goal in the second period. But sometimes, to me, shots on goal, I mean, that's a decent indicator. But if, as long as you're efficient with those shots on goal, and you – the Rangers had a hell of a shot with the lack of shots they did have. They had good shots. So it's not like – it's a yank for a yank, RP, to me. I hear what you're saying, and I agree that Winnipeg felt like they dominated the flow, but the shots that the Rangers did take, they were great shots, and they converted on those great shots. So I think up 3-2, it felt like, and we were and panned out that way, that Winnipeg was coming after being down 3-2. I knew they were going to tie it because it was too much pressure, too much forecheck for the Rangers, and they're too skilled. Winnipeg's just a better overall team. It was just frustrating to see that happen. But I hate to make excuses for the injuries, and you gotta close the deal, get the 2 points. It's understandable with this roster, and I think you said it best, RP. It's if you're a reasonable Ranger fan, there's going to be ups and downs, and I think these are one of the downs or the plateaus of this marathon of a season.
Agreed. You know, they had a great November, and December hasn't been that nice to them, but this week off hopefully will help them turn it around. They're going Saturday night to play against a tough Florida team. It's been playing a little feisty and finds ways to win. Definitely a winnable game for the team, but they're going to have to hopefully they should have a lot of their team back. It looks like Zuccarello is going to be able to play. Buznevich can play real positive, but they really need his offense back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers did send down Gettinger and Leterrier. I don't know if they're coming back up. Gorgiev just went down to play tomorrow night for one game, and then he'll be recalled back up to back up Hank again on the weekend. So they'll just have to, you know, see what lies ahead.
Definitely. And by the way, of the three games, what game annoyed you the most? Was it the Ottawa game? Was it the Winnipeg game? And why? Like, just as far as quality of play.
The Ottawa game was boring. I was listening to the game
because
I was out. Let me tell you something. The Ranger announcers kept apologizing because they were talking about anything but the game. That third period was horrendous. It was one of the quickest games of the season, too.
It was a quick
game. It started at 7:35 and it was over at 9:50, which was a really quick, hockey game. So, you know, the Ottawa game annoyed me the most. But, you know, the Winnipeg game you would have liked to have gotten.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on another note, before we go back to the Rangers, I just saw Austin Matthews bury the Sabres with 2.7 seconds left in overtime. Wow. Anyway, let's get back to the Rangers. You're right, though. The Ottawa game was really boring. That was the – it's hard. I mean, the three losses are all different in different ways. If I had to pick the loss that I can't stand the most is we are up 3-0 on a competitive opponent like the Winnipeg Jets, because I think that 2 points means more than Ottawa and Montreal. Not to take nothing against away from those teams, but they're just not Winnipeg. But the Ottawa game, see, here's the thing about the Ottawa game, because we beat them earlier in the week, and I thought Ottawa skated well in the game at the Garden. It's hard to really. Duchesne, it's really hard to keep him off the scoring sheet these days, or any day. But they had a hell of a skating, man. Even at the home and the Garden, I just thought the Rangers did an excellent job in the third period on that post game. We were on Tuesday, so it was excellent. The way the Rangers played the Senators, especially in the third period, because I don't think Ottawa played bad at all in both games. I just think the Rangers just kind of laid down a little bit in the Ottawa game. It's just like, you know, why are we here? What we're playing for type of deal. But it seemed like as the weekend went, they got a little bit – they skated better. It started in that second period in the Montreal game. But like you said, RP, this thing is a good time, Monday, about 5 days, five full days to just rest, get guys back. It's just like we said. If this team is at full strength and they skate hard like they've done most of this season, I mean, it's still over 500. Despite this three-game losing streak, whatever it is. If they skate hard and they have all their bodies back, we'll be in this thing. And I'm really confident in saying that. So that there is some truth to what you're saying is, you know, with the injuries. You don't have it. You're not playing with a full deck, and that's not to make an excuse like all these other teams. But that's just the situation with this roster. You can't lose bodies because we're not equipped game in and game out like we did going to Canada. These are two tough places. You know, going to Ottawa is no joke. And, of course, you already said, like, Bell Center and Montreal, that's no joke. And then you got to come back home and play a team that's probably going to the Western Conference Finals. So these were not an easy crop of three games, in my opinion, especially the way, you know, the environments for these Rangers, you know?
Agreed, but I guess the way that they were playing prior to that, you would have been happy with one win out of three. I didn't think they would get lose all three.
I agree.
And, you know, they almost pulled out the win of that game. They did get a point out of that game, but wins and losses are what matters. And right now, they're on the losing side three in a row. So just got to deal with that and get their heads back together and come out again flying on Saturday.
Yeah, if you get the bodies back and if they get back to finishing shit, it's like done. I mean, it's like – watching these games, the scoring is not there because you're missing some of your playmakers like in Zuccarello, Buchnevich, Namestnikov, who's actually done he just haven't been able to convert, but he's been there. He's been at the point of attack to get to the net in a couple of these games. I'm not worried. I'm not even actually worried. It's just we're looking at it. We're observing it. This thing could get cleaned up in Florida. Now, Florida, you know, they put a butt whipping on the Bruins tonight. So, and they've been on a nice little roll as well. So, the Rangers historically have played well down in Florida over the last several years. So, I like our chances. I really, really do. Especially you get that home Rangers crowd. It's kind of like a pseudo garden in a sense with a lot of the Ranger fans down in Florida or make the trip, live there, whatever. Now, RP, let me ask you this as far as Zuccarello. Now, I've seen a lot of rumblings. I hate to say that because I really don't like to be in Rumorville. But what is the status of this Zuccarello as far as trade? And I think you've mentioned it about him being on a Norwegian podcast about being traded. What's really going on? Because I want to get it from you. I don't want to go through outside of he say, she say. But I really want to get it from you. I'm the type of fan. I'm not into the rumor, regardless of the sport. I'm not into who's going to be traded, who we should trade for, yada, yada, yada. What's your thoughts on Zuccarello?
I don't think he said anything that nobody already knew. What he said in the podcast simply was he's sitting around waiting to get traded because that's what he feels is going to happen. He didn't say anything bad about the team or the organization or about anyone. He was just in this podcast with this Norwegian reporter and came out and said it's kind of an alone feeling because I'm going to be traded. That's all he said. Of course, once, you know, that made it to mainstream media and social media and Twitter and all of that, oh, Zook thinks he's going to be traded. Oh, Zook's going to be traded. And it kind of blew up a little bit. But, you know, I read some of the transcript of what he said that was published somewhere on another media. And he really didn't say anything that we haven't discussed or said and everybody else since last year's trading deadline when we all thought Zook was going to get traded. And pretty much thought he was going to Colorado and at the last minute it didn't happen. He's waiting. He thinks it's going to happen. And, you know, the one thing I found interesting is he said he never really wanted to play for another organization. But if he does get traded now, he wants to still play. So he feels he still has the legs and he can still contribute to a team. And when the time comes, he'll take it from there. There's always rumors about Zuccarello being traded. It's just how it is. He's going to Montreal. He's going here. It's just his name always seems to come up. Even though you would think Hayes would be the one because he signed that one-year contract and the Rangers can't even re-sign him to after January 1st, Zuccarello's name just seems to be the Ranger that comes up. I don't think he'd be the only Ranger to get traded. But then again, if the Rangers are battling and playing well and they have a good core, they may not make that big trade everyone thinks might be coming. It all depends how the coaching staff, the organization feels come February. Do I think Zook's going to get traded? Probably. They're not going to let him walk away. He's an unrestricted free agent to season's end. If the Rangers don't want to re-sign him or don't think they can afford to re-sign him, then they're going to have to trade him. Got to get something for him.
Right, right.
Now,
absolutely.
Look, if him and the Rangers could decide to do a two-year deal for a reasonable amount of money, then maybe they keep him. It all depends what the future holds. It all depends what their game plan is, not now, but for a year from now or 2 years from now.
Absolutely. RP, let's add Night Chandler 7 to the dialogue, get his thoughts on the Rangers. Chandler, what's going on, man? We're talking about the last three games, Senators, Canadiens, the Winnipeg Jets. What's your thoughts on the last three games and anything you have observed on the three games and on three losses, including 1 point versus the Jets?
Well, the MSG app sucks up here in Rochester, so it forces me to watch Sabre games or nothing at all. So I have to kind of follow through you guys or highlights and whatnot. But I expected them to lose to Montreal because we always lose the Canadiens. And the Winnipeg game, we got a 3-0 that early. I knew we were going to lose the game. I knew we were going to lose the game. We got up too quick, and then reading and watching, you know, highlights and stuff like that, I wasn't surprised. I was actually happy with what Hank said because he was like, that 3-0 was a mirage. You know, it was a mirage. They weren't doing enough to really win that game. Okay, I got somebody getting arrested outside my window if y'all hear something out loud. Okay. Love Rochester. I'm literally listening to somebody get arrested right outside my window. It's great. But you know what the thing is I'm not angry about the losses. We expected some of these. I'm happy with the response from the coach and the players and that they can acknowledge when they have given games away, that they can acknowledge when, you know what, we didn't do enough to win and we didn't deserve to win. But I'm not surprised at what happened in those games because, honestly, with two of those games, I expected us to lose anyway.
RP, anything you'd like to add to what Chandler said?
No. It's funny with the Winnipeg game because my dad and I always say it's the dreaded 3-goal lead. The Rangers might be the only team in the NHL that you have a 3-goal lead and you have to worry about still losing a hockey game because they can never make it 4-0. The other team always makes it 3-1, 3-2, and then it's close all the way down to the end. And in this case, the Rangers blew the lead and lost. So, like I said all along, the game for some reason didn't surprise me. I didn't think they were in that game. I know what you were saying, Steve, about the shots on goal and all, but sometimes shots on goal just give you an indication of who just has more puck possession. And Winnipeg absolutely had that. I mean, they had a lot. So I guess because of where we are with this season and what we're expecting, some of the losses don't bother me as much as they would have in years past because there is still a lot of promise. The Rangers seem to be scoring some more goals per game now, which they weren't doing earlier in the year. The power play still is horrible. The penalty killing seems to get a little bit better. And their defense is like the rest of the team. It's up and down, but my boy, I think Mark Stahl's still having a good season. He's having a really good season. Neil Pionk's having a good season. The other guys seem to be battling. I don't know if they're looking over their shoulders, worried about getting benched to be. Make a mistake or what it is, but, you know, Shattenkirk, he just got benched recently. Brady Shea got sat down. Smith has been up and down. DeAngelo's been up and down. There's not as much consistency. Coincidentally, after that 9-1-1 streak that the Rangers had going, as the defense started to falter, the wins stopped coming. And one absolutely has to do with the other. So they're going to have to find their game, find out what they're doing wrong. I think some of the other teams, you know, after so many games start to pick up what the Rangers can do well and what they can't do well, and that they're exploiting that. And the Rangers have to find ways to counter it. They were doing much better when they were bringing their center down low to help the defensemen out. And I think recently with all the line changes and swapping, they got away from that a little bit, and they need to go back to that.
And I think that goes back to what you were saying, man. When you get the bodies back, you get your normal lines or your normalized lines. And I think everything will be fine, man. If you get some of these guys back, like you said, the Buchneviches and the Mnistikovs, and especially Zuccarello, a guy who could play make for you guys, I think will be fine. It's just a bump in the road. It was more disappointment than anything. Now RP and Chandler, I don't know. When we lost to Winnipeg, I thought the Detroit it rivaled almost the Detroit game about a month ago on a Friday night in Detroit. I thought that was the worst loss. The way they had the lead versus that team in Detroit actually ended up going on a roll, and then Winnipeg game. Let me ask you this, RP and Chandler. Did you like the 3-on-3? I know, RP, I know you hate 3-on-3, but I'm talking about more so, did you like the pairings on the 3-on-3 in the overtime? Because you mentioned RP as far as puck possession and controlling the game. The Rangers were never in the overtime at all. I mean, I think that was just more disappointing than anything, because the Rangers usually do well in overtimes, but Winnipeg controlled everything in the overtime for the limited minutes. So, RP and Chandler, what's your thoughts as far as before they went into the shootout? In the shootout, they didn't do nothing except for Zibanejad who go. But how did you see how the overtime play? You think they could have done a little bit more as far as, or there's nothing because, you know, that with Wheeler, Scheifele, and then and Patrick Rene, man, I mean, they're stacked. How do you see the overtime units with this depleted roster?
Well, David Quinn even admitted that he got a little conservative towards the end of the game and in the overtime.
Yeah, it did. It looked like it.
First of all, I don't know who they would have put out there to keep up with that pace that Winnipeg had. I wasn't so much concerned with the 3-on-3. I had a bigger problem in the shootout. VC should not be a shootout person. He's not that kind of goal scorer. Not when you have Hedl, Anderson, Brett Howden. I mean, you want to know, if we're going to be rebuilding, get these guys the experience. Let them feel what that pressure is in a game when you need the win and you need the goals to be scored. I want to see those guys on the ice. I understand Shattenkirk tends to score in the shootout, but recently he hasn't done that. Zibanejad is pretty good. Zuccarello's not in the lineup. He's our number one guy in the shootout. I want to see the so-called goal scorers doing their job in the shootout. And he tends to go with the same guys all the time. You know, you don't see Kreider taking a shootout often. I understand he's not great on breakaways, but he's got that shot and the speed to deke a goalie out. Mix it up a little bit. You know, at that point, knowing you have the week off, you just blew the 3-goal lead, you're in a shootout now, take the gamble. That's just how I looked at it, especially with that lineup. I mean, Winnipeg could put almost anybody out on the ice, and they were going to give Lundqvist trouble shootout-wise. I mean, it was amazing how good Winnipeg is playing. So I was more disappointed with the selection of players in the shootout than anything else.
Yeah, man. Chandler, what about your thoughts on heard or recall or saw the overtime, the shootout in particular, with throwing out Shattenkirk, and I think Zibanejad was out there. VC was definitely out there. I can't remember who else was out there. I think that was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd agree that I'm not happy with who we put out there. I think some of it is a function of who was injured. And some of it, honestly, may be a function of the fact that we got a first-year coach. I mean, Quinn has done kind of a really good job to the point where we keep forgetting that this dude's a rookie coach. Rookie head coach. Let me clarify. He's a rookie head coach. So he's still got some learning to do as well. And I think a lot of times it looks like in a lot of these shootouts, he's relying on guys' reputations or, well, this guy's been here in the league, so he should be able to do it versus, okay, I've been here and this is what I'm seeing. So I think that's part of what's going on with a lot of these lineups. Sometimes when you get into the three-on-threes and the overtimes, part of it is who's available. But I think some of it has to do with the fact that we, you know, he's done such a good job. We keep forgetting he's a rookie head coach, and he may not know these players as well as we think he should. I don't want to see him, but, you know, does the coach really know enough about the players? And I know, yeah, he's been there this amount of games, but does he really know enough about these guys? Has he seen enough of them to really be able to put the right guys out there this season? I'm still not sure, so I'm kind of giving him a pass on that.
Fair enough. That's a good point as far as knowing that personnel and who to go to. And I think RP has a great point with let the guys experiment. It's almost the same thing when we talk about on the basketball podcast, Chandler, with letting the young guys play it out. It's the same thing. Let these guys play out on the ice. RP, before we get to the schedule and the upcoming games for the Rangers, let me say it like this. I thought the Rangers were going to hold on because I thought I had an excellent weekend. Chandler, you could to attest to this to an extent because I was being a little superstitious because even up 3-0, I thought the Rangers would lose the lead, but we'll find a way to hold on. Maybe it would have been 3-2. But I felt like it was too much pressure from the Winnipeg Jets. But I thought there was going to be a way the Rangers would have got that another goal in overtime, got the 2 points. The way, you know, the basketball team and how they held on Saturday versus the Bucks, and then, you know, the football team, same thing versus the Bears. So I was kind of going into the Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening game versus the Jets. I thought I was being a little bit lucky, but didn't think it was going to happen that way. Now, as far as this is interesting, RP. We got the Panthers on Saturday, and then we got the Lightning on Monday at home. But then we have another, like, some mini – I would call it a bye week, but another mini break, a lot of days off before we have a couple of more games. We got, I think, Arizona's one. I think – see, we play on a Monday, and then we don't play again until Friday. So you damn near got, like, another 3-4 days of just – practice, getting bodies back. Then you got the Golden Knights at home. This is really a favorable schedule. If we play this right, get these bodies, you know, bodies back, and we skate hard, that we can get some points. I think we can make up for some of the lost ground we had last week with some of these points. RP, we got Panthers on Saturday, Lightning on Monday, and then you don't play again till Friday. And these are nothing but home games. Before we go out west, we got to go to Canada. I think Toronto. Well, this is a very favorable schedule. I like this stretch of games. What's your thoughts, RP, as far as our chances in racking up 2 points? Ranger proud.
Yeah, there you are. Sorry about you there for a minute, Steve.
I was going to say, the upcoming schedule, I think because we got a break after the Monday game all the way until Friday and a couple of home games before we play Toronto. I like the schedule. I like our chances racking up 2 points, making up for lost ground. What's your thoughts?
I only like the schedule if they win the hockey games. If the flip side to that is the schedule is really favorable for the Rangers, and if they don't take advantage of that, you go look at January, it's going to get twice as hard or so. Yes, it's favorable, but they really need to take advantage of the opportunity. Otherwise, it's wasted opportunity, which you really don't want to get into. I think the Rangers should be able to take advantage and get some wins. I'm not so concerned with the three-game losing streak. I think they're absolutely going to be able to take advantage of this break in the schedule for whatever reason that it's happened and all. So, you know, Quinn just have to get his team playing the way he was playing in November. I mean, they had a really successful November. They did a lot of good things, a lot of positive things. They didn't have to go back to that style of hockey. Don't get cocky that you had all those wins. Just play your game every day, and they'll be fine.
Chandler, what's your thoughts, man? Lightning, Panthers, Coyotes, and somebody else. Vegas Golden Knights, the next four games. And three of them are home.
We're going to have a lot of time off to practice, which is great. Get guys healthy, which is great. Arizona's playing really well this year. Vegas, And I lost the third team. Who'd you say? Tampa. Tampa gives us problems. But with the amount of time off, the ability to get some guys back and acclimated, honestly, we should win all of the games. We really should be able to win all of these games. It's because there's no excuse of hurt, injured. I mean, every, you know, no one's healthy. But, man, that's a lot of time off and a lot of time to rest and practice. So, for me, I need 2 out of 3. I need 2 out of 3 wins. I don't want points. I don't want 1 point. I want 2 points. I want 2-4. I want 5 points out of the 3 games. That's what I got. I got to have that. Otherwise, to me, all this time off was a waste.
I'll sign up for 4. 5, that's good. 5 is a, wow, that's good. Well, I'll take 4, though. I mean, there's no gimmies in the NHL. And Tampa Bay, the way they've been scoring at a pace, I can understand going up against that team. And we've done the thing with them as far as emotionally with former players on that squad. And it's a lot of, I guess you could say, mutual respect or with the rosters, because both rosters are very familiar with each other, obviously. So I can understand struggling in that game. But I'm with you, Chandler, man. But I know not only I'm with you, but I think I'm confident that they can bounce back. I think sometimes, like Ranger Preston, sometimes you with this team, it's going to be growing pains, and it's going to be like that all out throughout the season. And you got to be realistic. You got to put it through a realistic lens like that. So I'm cool. It was just a little bit of disappointing the way they came out, but I, you know, it's a long season, and I'm fine what happened last week, if they can make up ground, get some 2 points in against none of these are division games either. So that's interesting to say the least. But, you know, out of the division, get back to Rangers hockey, get some bodies back and do the thing. I like the way Zibanejad has played, and he's really, to me, even better than last year. The leadership, not necessarily scoring goals, but now the power play, now that's across the board. It's broke. I know RP. We talked about this. I think last week, I lost faith in the power play, but I'm not losing faith in the event of them skating hard and getting back. It's just sometimes in the game, you can't leave some of the top gunners on your opposing teams alone, and that's kind of what happened in the Washington game the week before that, and you saw that in the third period versus Winnipeg. RP, anything else around the NHL? Same thing with you, Chandler. Anything around the NHL beyond the Rangers that's caught your eye, RP? And the same thing for you, Chandler.
Wow, around the NHL, haven't been paying attention to a lot of games. I mean, we talked about Winnipeg playing overall. Nashville's still pretty much on fire. Hey, Seattle's going to have a hockey team in 2 years. That's big news for the league. But other than that, I've just been focusing, you know, on the Metro Division and the Rangers. It's been an up-and-down kind of season for all the teams. It's been a weird first couple of months here, so no one's really running away from it. I mean, the Penguins always look good, but they look beatable once in a while. The Islanders haven't really been doing a lot. They've been struggling. The Devils have been a big surprise. They've really been struggling. I think they haven't won in the last 7 or 8 games. So, you know, the good thing with all of that going on is it's keeping the Rangers in it. That's what I'm trying. If the Rangers can start playing solid hockey, the other teams, no one seems to really want to run away with the division. No one wants to run away in points and wins. So, you know, it's almost mid-December, only 3 points out of a wild card playoff spot. The Rangers are in a good spot. So if those teams continue to not play as well and keep the Rangers in it, a lot of good things can happen.
All right. Chandler, anything around the NHL from you as well? And also, if we could get final thoughts on not just the Rangers, but the, you know, National Hockey League as well. And then RP, if you want to, when you get to your turn, Chandler, feel free. What about that, the possibility, or it, I think it's easy, it, probably going through now with the expansion team in Seattle. Chandler, you first, and then we'll get the Ranger Proud.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Seattle is great. That is such a great sports city. That is such a great sports city. That's going to be really amazing watching some of those games, just because I think you're going to feel electricity through the TV. Seattle's a really great sports city. I'm happy for them. They've had WHL teams, so I'm really happy for them that they got it. I wanted them to get one, especially since they don't have the NBA anymore. So I'm happy about that, and I think it's going to be great. Buffalo, I did not see this coming because I didn't think Buffalo's goaltending would hold up. And, you know, they got 38 points, man. Buffalo has 38 points. I did not see that coming any way, shape, form, or fashion because I thought the goaltending was trash beginning of the season, and somehow they are doing it. They are doing it. The kid, oh, my God, I lost his name. The young kid there, he's playing well. A lot of the you guys know who I'm talking about in Buffalo.
Who, Jack Eichel?
Thank you.
Okay.
Even though he was hurt, he's come back. The goaltending has been good. The other young players have stepped up. You know, they got that pick. So Buffalo's been really, really good. I've been shocked at that. The Coyotes have been good. There's some teams that we anticipated not doing well that are doing really, really well. Phoenix, Buffalo, Detroit. I thought Detroit would be better. They're not. Chicago's falling off a cliff. I'm so glad they finally got rid of everybody in Philadelphia. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that they're firing everybody in Philadelphia. Please fire some more people. Fire some more people in Philadelphia. And that mascot, screw that mascot, okay? Probably want that, I don't know what the hell that is. But and you know what? Shocker of all shockers, the L.A. Kings, really? The L.A. Kings should not be doing as poorly as they are. So, you know what? I hate to say it. We got some more coaches getting fired, man, because the Kings did not go out and get Kovalchuk and them other guys to sit in damn last place. And my final thought is, you know what? The next month and a half is going to be very interesting because I think we're going to see some coaches get let go that we weren't anticipating because teams are underperforming. And like I said, it's nice to see some of the teams like Buffalo, Phoenix that are actually doing well and those fan bases get the chances to actually have a team that might have a chance at the playoffs.
Most definitely, man. Thank you very much, Chandler, on your thoughts on the Rangers and around the NHL. RP, final thoughts from you. And no, if you don't mind, if your thoughts on the expansion team in Seattle, and it has nothing to do with hockey. I got to get your thoughts on, you're a Mets guy. So let's get a Mets perspective on the Cano trade with Seattle. Speaking of Seattle, no pun. Your thoughts, RP?
You know, I think the Seattle deal is a good deal for everyone. They were really pushing for it. So when they made the announcement, when they had the vote today and made the announcement, most people knew it was coming. They're not going to start until 2021. They need some more time to get their new home arena is being renovated right now, so they want to give them a little bit of time. It's going to be the same exact expansion draft rules that the Vegas Golden Knights did, except the Vegas Golden Knights will not be participating in the expansion draft, which is part of their deal and when they came on. $600 million divided up by 30 teams, so all the teams are happy with expansion. They're going to even out the Pacific, the Western Conference. They're going to go into the Pacific Division. The Arizona Coyotes are going to move over to the Central Division, and everything's going to be even up there. So they'll be starting it off in 2021. In June of that year, they'll have the expansion draft and then the NHL draft. And they'll have a lot of pressure because, of course, everyone wants to see if they could duplicate the first year the Knights had. So we'll have to wait and see with that. Interesting note about the Kings. Chandler was mentioning Kovalchuk. He just fractured or broke his ankle. He'll be out 6 weeks at least. So all that hype, all that money, and he struggled as it was. He was playing the fourth line before he got hurt, and now he hurt his ankle. I forgot if it was a fracture or a break. Almost the same thing. So either way, he's going to be out for a little while. So I guess it was better that he didn't come to New York because it didn't seem to pan out as well as he thought it was going to pan out when he signed with the Kings. With the Mets deal, I think Cano would do great here. The big piece of that whole puzzle was Diaz. Now, if the Mets could just suck to win some games, they can use the closer. So, believe it or not, Steve, the trade actually saved Noah Syndergaard, because with all the moves and players that the Mets moved, now they said they probably wouldn't move Syndergaard because they have to let things settle down and see where everything lies, because the Mets gave up a lot to get these two guys. So at the end of the day, it probably kept Syndergaard in the Met uniform, which I'm thrilled about, because I never understood how you would want to trade such a good pitcher and then only have two or three pitches when you need five anyway. But that's for another broadcast. So I think the Mets are on their way to doing something better. They can't do much worse than they've had the last couple of years. Cano will definitely improve that team, as will Diaz. So look forward to seeing that once we get done with hockey season. And my final thoughts are just be patient with the Rangers. This is what a rebuilding club looks like. Some good games, some ugly hockey games, and in the middle, we hope to see some smart hockey, some good hockey. I want to see him using the kids more. I want to see Howden out there in those key situations. Same thing with Hedl. Have to find Elias Anderson some ice time. This fourth-line center thing is not working out. He needs more minutes. Get him on the wing. Get him on the ice. He can play anywhere. He's big. He's smart. He's got a great shot. And to me, that might be Quinn's biggest problem this season, is finding ice time for the number one draft pick. Hedl's in there. He was doing well. Really, really need to see Anderson get those minutes. I think if you get him more minutes, you're going to see a lot more productivity out of him. And let's just hope Lundqvist keeps playing on top of way above, because they're going to need it.
All right. Now, any articles, news that you guys got ready to publish for Elite Sports New York? And I saw your message to the fan base. Well, I'll say message, but letting Ranger fans of Rangertown know how well Keandre Miller has been playing in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Please tell.
Yeah, I posted that yesterday. He had a beautiful game-winning goal against Penn State this weekend. He's the top two or three rookies in the NCAA right now. Defenseman playing really, really well. He's in a good program at Wisconsin. Former Ranger Tony Granato's coaching that team, had all really good praise to talk about him. Check out Elite Sports. I wrote a whole little piece on that with a video and all, the showing him the goal. He's looked really well. If you want to know about all the expansion draft rules and everything that Seattle has to go through, I posted an article earlier this afternoon about it. Check it out. Pretty much has everything that we know so far. They don't have a GM. They don't have a coach. They don't have a name or a logo. But other than that, whatever information was out there, I tried to include in there and keep spreading the news and sharing all those articles. I appreciate all the support. Follow me on Ranger Proud on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Keep trying to get that news up. A lot of prospect news this week, especially with no games this week. So keep posting what I can, and I appreciate everything.
Shout out to RP, man. Ranger Proud. Ranger Proud, like you said, Facebook, Twitter, Ranger.Proud on Instagram. And, of course, KnightChandler7 on Twitter, Chandler Knight on Instagram as well. This is the conclusion of the Rink Podcast. We'll be back next Tuesday for another episode. That will be a day after the game versus the Lightning. My final thoughts, and I echo the same thoughts as Ranger Proud and Chandler, just be patient and the growing pains. And I think, you know, I think they'll be fine. I think the next four games, if we don't, you know, I will get 4 points, or I will take 4 points, and I think we can get the 4 points. I'm that confident based off what I've saw in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks beyond last week. So get bodies back. Let's get back to some Rangers hockey. Make other teams work. Put more shots on goal. Score, play better defense, maybe a little bit more efficiency on the power play, and we'll definitely be fine over the next four. Sangria Su, ladies and gentlemen. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.